Take one.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to episode 2 of my acting podcast, which still does not have a name. So I was thinking, you know, about what to do for this podcast, and I definitely have an idea. But before we get into that, you know, I just want to set the scene for y'all if you're not currently watching the video. So I'm on my couch in my usual corner, nice and cozy with a little blankie. I got my tea as always. So if there's like a random pause or if I'm like, oh, tea time, then I'm just drinking some tea. Just like that. So this episode, as you can see by the title, is all about acting technique and my opinions on technique and training. But I kind of realized that, like, the last episode with, like, the introduction to myself, I told you guys, like, about, like, sort of, like, my beginning journey of, like, getting into it in, like, very, very broad terms. But I didn't really tell you guys why I love acting so much. And I'm positive that, like, as time goes on with these podcasts, you will come to learn more and more about why I love it so much. Like, I know that I know that that will come into play, but I just wanted to talk a little bit about that right now. So, like many actors, the reason why I fell in love with acting is because it was fun, obviously, but also for me, I kind of saw it as like a safe space. Like, I struggled a lot when I was younger, with like feelings of, well, let's just say, just not the nicest of feelings. And acting was my outlet, you know, like I was allowed to express myself and experience these different types of emotions that perhaps it wasn't like encouraged for kids to sort of express. I don't know. I feel like kids are like so, like, kids are always like, it's always like, oh, don't cry. Like, don't cry. Don't do this. Like, you know, don't get angry. Like, that's like that. You're not allowed to be angry. Like, all this kind of stuff. But with acting, it was like, no, like, I am allowed to feel these emotions. And I think that was really important for me when I was younger, especially, I mean, even now as I'm older, I mean, obviously, like, I know how to, like, handle my feelings. I'm not like, you know, I'm not as, like, young as I once was, but I love the ability to express myself, which is part of the reason why I am doing this podcast, because I don't know if you can hear my cat meowing, but she wants me to get up and open the closet for her, but, like, I am set in this corner right now. So, Nora, come here. If I sing, she'll come to me. You guys want to see? A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming. Actually, I wrote a song for her. It goes a little something like this. Hey, little kitty, won't you fit on my way? Hey, little kitty. Well, she's already here. So maybe a following episode, I can sing the whole thing for you guys. But anyway, as I was saying, what was I saying? Oh my God, my brain just doesn't work sometimes. I don't know if you can hear her purring, but she's right here in the mic. Hold on. I literally can't remember what I was talking about. Oh, yeah. Just, like, why I love acting. So that, like, it, like, giving me this outlet to express myself, But also, I think that human connection is so beautiful. And I really do believe that that's what acting is all about. It's just about connecting to others. And that's why I think that acting parallels life so much, because, I mean, one would hope that actors are or would be considered like the most understanding people or the best type of people. And I know that, like, I don't know, like 8-9 times out of 10, that's not the case, especially with like very successful actors. A lot of them, you know, do develop a certain attitude. Tea break. Don't we love a good ASMR swishing sound? But for me personally, I think that like studying acting in the way that I feel about it can help people like become better humans also. I had this like whole idea one time. I was like, I want to like create my own technique, basically, that's like all about human connection and expressing yourself and all that, expressing yourself and all that kind of stuff. And speaking of like technique, to get into what else I want to talk about in this podcast, I think technique and training is so important. I think it's like possibly the most important thing that an actor needs to do. And of course, I understand that there are like so many people that have like natural talent, natural abilities. And I do like to think that like I have some of that natural talent as well. But the problem is when you don't know how to channel it correctly. Also, like, I don't care how much natural talent a person has. If they're doing a Broadway show and they're performing 8 times a week, no matter how natural your talent is, like, you have to hone your craft. You have to hone your skill. You have to have the technique to be able to withstand doing this 8 times a week. I mean, think about, like, The Crucible or, like, A Streetcar Named Desire. These are heavy plays, and you have to know how to connect to what your character is experiencing, and you have to know how to like not allow it to impact your everyday life. I mean, so often when I was younger, I absolutely used like personal experiences to connect to what my actor or my character was going through. And I do think a lot of times like that can work. And I know that like there are also a lot of acting teachers that would like advise against doing that because of sort of like the danger that can come to like just getting too attached to it and not being able to shake those emotions off at the end of the day. It's extremely important to be able to let go of whatever your character is going through and not bring it home. I mean, there are so many actors, like, we think about method acting, and, like, Keith Ledger with The Joker is just, like, one example of actors who allowed it to like affect themselves possibly a little bit too much. And I'm not saying that method acting is a bad thing to do. I think that if it works for you, then great. And I also think that like all actors do it to some extent, or at least should do it to some extent. Not in the sense of like go home and stay in character, but like in between takes, definitely. If you're going from one take to another one in a film, you should absolutely be staying in that mindset, in that emotion. I mean, unless you're literally like the Leonardo DiCaprio or like the Jennifer Lawrences out there, where you, like, they can just call action, you can just like drop right into it, which in that case, good for you, okay? You are an outlier and you'll probably be famous one day. But for people like me who, you know, I do have natural talent, but also training has been extremely important to me, I absolutely have to stay in it. I was working on this film one time, that actually turned out to be a music video. It was a strange situation, and we could talk about that in another episode. But in the, I'm going to call it a film. Oh, no, I should just call it a music video because it is a music video. In the music video, my character loses her boyfriend. Like, her boyfriend dies. And she's obviously, like, extremely depressed. I mean, you know, like, it makes sense. I mean, my character, like, kind of took it to the extreme because she, like, literally chose to end her own life at the end of it. But, you know, who knows? Like, she could have had no other family, and that could have been the only person she had in this world. You know, gotta create the character and the backstory for ourselves. Hold on, tea time. So, essentially, like, my point to that and with talking about, like, method acting is, I knew it was going to be a long, hard day when we were filming those scenes, and I, like, started the day sitting at a cafe, listening to sad-ass music, because music helps me a lot with getting in character, and, like, journaling as the character, and I like, started getting into, like, my feelings, into my bag, so to speak, ahead of time. And then when I got there, like, of course I was, like, happy and smiling. Like, I'm not, like, sobbing in front of this director I'm meeting for the first time. But even with, like, giving them my honest, like, Taylor self, I was still also, like, holding on to that, like, sensation from the cafe from that morning. And then same thing, like, in between takes, you know, like, I'm not, like, goofing around and laughing with the rest of the crew. Like, oh my god, excuse me, I keep burping. Instead I'm staying, like, in that moment, because it's hard. Like, I am not, like I said, like, I'm not the kind of actor that can just, like, drop into it immediately. I mean, I have experienced that sometimes, but that's usually, like, when I'm working with an acting teacher, and, like, we've been working it, and I'm able to do that sometimes. But, like, a lot of times with, like, directors, you know, they're not going to, like, coach you through it. Like, you absolutely have to be able to get there on your own, and that's where I think technique comes in. So I primarily studied Sanford Meisner technique, which is based heavily around repetition, as well as, like, the moment before, and also improvisation. I actually, like, wrote a whole essay on Meisner in college. Like, that's how freaking obsessed I am with technique and with this man. But of course, there's so many other, like, techniques out there. There's Uta Hagen, which I think is, like, her 9 questions is so important, like, for every actor to answer for, like, just, like, background character work. And then, you know, Stanislavski, which I didn't study all that much. And then there's Alexander technique. Like, there's the method. Like, there's so many different acting techniques. So if one doesn't work for you, go look for something else. Like, you don't have to be like, oh god, I hate repetition, therefore I hate acting technique. No, like, there's sense memory. Like, there's this, actually, it's, like, newer technique, which I was taking a class on. The gentleman's name, I believe, is John Osborne Hughes. He's in England, and it was all about, like, I mean, I'm gonna, like, definitely botch this, but it was a lot about, like, seeing the imagery in your mind's eye, and then when you, like, talk about it, you've already seen it. So, like, literally close your eyes and, like, take yourself through this, like, sort of meditative experience with something that's happening in the scene, or something that you have to see. Like, if your character is, like, talking about, I don't know, like, the time that they went to the grocery store and broke up with their boyfriend, like, then literally close your eyes and go through this whole thing and see it all happen, see what aisle you're standing in, all this stuff, so that when you then have to talk about it in the scene, you have imagery in your mind and it helps to feel as though it was real. I found nowadays, like, because I teach at two different performing arts studios, as well as a day center that supports adults with developmental disabilities, and the students at these performing arts studios, the majority of them are not interested in learning technique, and that's fine. Like, I get it. Like, if you're just going to a studio to have fun and you're like, I like acting because I like to play acting games and I like to do fun scenes and I want to hang out with my friends and I want to be silly, like, good on ya. I hope you're not going to a freaking conservatory when you graduate high school or thinking that you're going to become an actor, because you're not actually taking it, like, all that seriously. And that's fine. Like, I'm completely being transparent when I say that's totally fine. You don't have to be a hardcore serious actress like a lot, like some other people are, you know? Like I said, I'm obsessed with learning technique. Like, I want to be, like, the best actress that I can be, and I want to learn as much as I can about different techniques and how to implement them, and they work for me and I like them, so that's good. If you don't like a certain technique, go look for another one. Or if you just don't like technique at all, then great, like, just enjoy doing you, like, do you, babe. I am all for it. But I just feel as though, like, if you want to be a serious actor, you need to be willing to do the hard work. The work that, like, it's not all fun and games all the time. In fact, I'm usually miserable when I'm doing acting. No. I'm definitely not miserable, but there is definitely, like, a sense of, like, homework that has to be done for the character. Like, memorizing lines, girl, like, that is the first step of, like, doing a scene or, like, working on a character is memorizing the lines. And there is definitely, like, a whole thing with, like, technique and learning your lines and the fact that you cannot be in the moment with your character, like, truthfully in the moment if you're worried about your lines. Like, I'm sorry. So I think for me, like, it's interesting because, like I said in the last episode, when I was 15, I started studying at the neighborhood playhouse. And the summer intensives, it wasn't like, let's play a bunch of acting games. I was there from, like, 9 a.m. to, like, 5 p.m. And we had lots of different classes. We had movement class. We had voice and speech. We had acting class, we had scene study, we had technique classes, so we would do Meisner classes. People would come in and we would have special workshops on Meisner. So I was learning all of this stuff from a very young age, and I loved it. I was, like, obsessed with it. But it's weird, like, having that experience and then coming and teaching at these performing arts studios where I do now, and feeling, like, just a little bit, like, some of the students are not as serious, I guess, about it as I was at that age. But I did ask some of these students, maybe a couple months ago, like, who here is thinking about, like, getting an acting degree in college? Because I kind of wanted to gauge where everybody was, and I think, like, two people out of 15 raised their hand. One of them was, but one of them, like, was gonna minor in acting because she wanted to teach, like, elementary acting, and then I think one other person was, like, gonna actually major in it and really study it. Tea time. So I kind of was like, okay, like, I get it. You guys are here to have fun and, like, play fun games and do scenes and act in a fun way instead of, like, really get down to the nitty gritty of it. Because I'm very, very, very happy, I guess, to let them sort of do what they want to do. Obviously, like, I want them to be happy, but I also want them to learn. And, like, my whole thing is, if you're hiring me to be an acting teacher, like, I'll play games with you, but, like, if you really want, like, my skills to come into play, then have me teach technique. Like, that is where I thrive. And then also, like, I think, like, training and technique kind of go hand in hand. Like, it's important for actors to continue training even after college, which is something that I've tried to, like, keep up with and uphold. Of course, it's, you know, classes are expensive, but I also know, like, that can't be, like, that can't be, like, an excuse all the time. But I've definitely taken a few classes since I graduated, with my BFA, and I love it. I mean, like, on camera especially, I love on camera classes. I love working on camera. I think, like, the technique for on camera is completely different from the technique, for, like, stage acting, and it's beautiful. Like, oh my God, just, like, the subtleties that you have to have for on camera. It's phenomenal. Like, I wish I could just take all of you guys and go to an on-camera class together to just show you, because I mean, if I was to, like, talk about everything about that, like, I we could be here for another, like, hour and a half, and I'm not trying to keep y'all that long. But yeah, my point is that, like, I just feel as though technique and training is super important for actors. And that's about it. That's all I have to say for today's episode. I hope it was a fun listen. Let me know if you have any questions. You can always reach out to me. I have an Instagram account, which is Acting Teacher Taylor. That is, like, my, that's my, like, teaching, acting account, but I'm going to be mostly answering questions if you have any questions through that account. But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you have a beautiful day, and I will see you next time. Bye.